Let's talk about the impact of sports on children. This is going to be a weird segue, right? Marcel Reese is sitting with us. I'm Steve. That's Adam. Because kids look at you guys as role models. So, Adam, you found a kid on the web who was doing what? The Conor McGregor billionaire strut?
Yeah. It was like a four-year-old in a Taekwondo tournament, and he did a pretty good version of it. But I think it does drive the point home when you watch it, because it's just funny and it's fun to watch. But you also think, like, as much as we say, well, you know, kids are watching and we get that, like, kids are watching. Like, they are paying attention to everything that goes on. And I don't think it really – you get the point driven home until you see something like that.
I think that kid impersonated Conor better than anyone else after that video went viral.
Yeah, it was great.
I mean, operating at supreme confidence – I don't know if it was before or after the match, but either way, he's a winner in my book.
I hope it was before and he lost. That would be great if the kid was like just strutting out there and then it's like he just has nothing. He has nothing in the tank. But, I mean, am I reading too much into that, or do you think of something like that when like, obviously the kid isn't, like, directly. He's paying attention, though, and he's picking that up and doing it. Like, that really has to make you think a little bit about how much kids are soaking in.
Absolutely. I mean, I've done some pretty trendy things in my time, original numbers, and have come back and have seen kids do it, and it's special. It touches you in a way. It also is kind of scary,
yeah.
You know, because you have to watch everything you do. You want to set a good example. When we were growing up in our generation, you had guys like Charles Barkley who were saying that they weren't a role model, but in actuality, we were all watching them, and you know, Iverson talking about practice. Yeah. But yet we all watch them. We all remember those times. And, you know, in this day and age in social media and the microwave society, we all have to watch what we do. But it's definitely a special special time. But you just have to find that balance of having fun, being confident, and being careful at the same time.
It's Marcel Reese. 9 years with the Raiders?
9 years with the Raiders, yeah. 2 with Seahawks.
Okay. Who was your idol growing up? Do you remember? Do you have a couple athletes that you looked at?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we were a basketball family, and my number one basketball player of all time is Penny Hardaway.
Really?
Loved Penny Hardaway. Loved the way he played the game. Number two was Kevin Garnett.
Okay.
Just the passion that he played with, and I kind of took a lot of that passion with myself in everything that I did. So I think Kevin Garnett was the biggest influence, but Penny Hardaway was one of those guys too.
Adam, on the spot, we've never discussed this before.
What, my favorite athlete growing up?
Well, I guess, would it be Glenn Robinson?
Glenn Robinson, of course.
Glenn Robinson?
Of course, Glenn Robinson. By far. Loved him.
No one ever has said and I respect Glenn Robinson, but no one ever.
I wore 13. I wore a chain with 13 around my neck. People still call me Big Dog. That's how I roll. Yes,
I like
Glenn
it.
Robinson was the guy.
I respect that.
It is an obscure one.
What about you?
You know, it's
funny. Look how old this one's going to be.
Know. Well, it will be. yesterday, not on this show, but another show, someone had on Ricky Henderson. I used to love Ricky Henderson, the way he played baseball. I go back to the 80s, so Don Mattingly in baseball. I'm trying to think in football. Who do I have in football? See, I'm a Jets fan.
Namath.
So
didn't you wear like a fur coat when you were four for Namath?
That's a good point.
Yeah, I had that fur.
Did you
right.
really?
No.
wait a minute.
I think you did.
And you know what? I'll give you a tragic one, which sucked. Not to bring everyone down. One of my favorite basketball players was Len Bias. For some reason, I like Maryland basketball, early, mid-80s. And Len Bias, he was awesome.
I feel cheated in life to never really witness Len Bias play basketball.
Yeah, he was great. And the funny thing was, ACC basketball was so good in the early 80s. Like, he was still a star in the league, but Maryland was kind of like the fourth or fifth best team with a guy who went in the top five in the draft. But, you know, the point on the idol stuff is, like, that doesn't change through generations. And we were talking to one of the heads of communities and schools in Nevada, and the fact that the Raiders have embraced – you know, that program, and they're in some schools. Like, I remember when I was in school, if you had the pro team showing up and athletes when you're 8, 9, 10 years old, that's nuts. It's so cool.
Absolutely. Coming from where I come from in Inglewood, California, we never really got a lot of people coming out and sharing with us, you know, their success and them coming from where we come from. So for me, when I got to the Raiders, one thing that really made me fall in love with the brand, the mystique, and everything that the Raiders stood for was us being able to get into the community where we were and give back to them. And one thing that we understand with the, you know, with the Raiders is that the nation is what drives us. You know, it fuels us on the field and off the field. So we try and take every chance possible that we can to give back to them. And even though we are a year away from officially being in Las Vegas, we want to make sure that we set the foundation and let them know that we are here. You know, we're here to support them. We're here to put back into them even before we get here.
Do you feel like it's different with the Raiders in terms of family and giving to the community? And I don't, you know, because I guess we can pump up the Raiders, but like, do other organizations do this, or is it a different level with the Raiders?
It's absolutely on a different level. You know, Raiders are second to none when it comes to community, because we operate that way in our organization. It's a family organization. You know, you can hear the saying that, you know, there's 31 teams in the NFL, and then there's the Raiders. And it's a true statement in every way, shape, and form, especially when it comes down to community, because we love our community. Our fans are second to none. The Raider Nation is, you know, like nothing else. And it's for that reason, because we tap into them, we look to them, and we embrace them.
What do you think of Vegas?
Love Vegas.
What do you think of Vegas in terms of our potential as a football city?
It's going to be unbelievable. Something that no major sports scene has ever seen. It's going to be a destination place. It's going to be, I'm telling you, the 2020 draft is going to be the biggest party in in the last decade.
We were kind of like Nashville. Philly did it right. So I don't know if anyone's going to match Philly in terms of the insanity, because they had so many people there. But Nashville was puffing out his chest. And I was mocking on Nashville because they like to call themselves Nash Vegas. Cut it out.
Trash.
There you go. Trash
Vegas.
It's trash.
Listen,
next year is going to be freaking insane.
No
here.
One will say it, but it you know, it failed.
Really?
When you think about it, you Philly did a great job. They had a great turnout. It was a great time. The weather was good. You go to Nashville, some things they can't control. It rained. People are leaving out of the street. So it started off well, but they couldn't last. When you come to Las Vegas, everything is going to be absolutely perfect.
I'm fascinated to see, and we're talking to Marcel Reese, longtime Raider. I'm fascinated to see what the Raider base is like here, because we have a lot of transplants. We have a lot of, you know, old fuddy-duddies like us, and we're like, we're not going to change our teams. We're not going to switch to the Raiders. But I do think I think we have a lot of people here. Now, the Raiders have to win. Winning helps, and the Golden Knights already proved that. But Adam is one of the beat writers for the Golden Knights. Adam has seen the insanity with the fans on the Golden Knights. If the Raiders win, and then just the imagery of, you know, the pirate, the swashbuckling, and matching Vegas, our fan base here could be...
When the Raiders win.
Bizarro. Insane.
When the Raiders win.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people say they'll never change their team. Oh, the Raiders this, the Raiders that. But once you get a taste of being a part of the community and being a part of the nation, the truly one and only nation, and you get a real feel for that, you'll have no choice.
What do you think is going to be the first couple of years, or what's it going to be like, the first 2 or 3 years with teams coming to town? Is the NFL so buttoned up now that you don't have to worry as an organization about your guys getting a little crazy in Vegas?
You know, it's either going to be hit or miss. You know, and I'll be honest with you, you'll have some young guys who get, you know, excited and jazzed up about the thought of being in Las Vegas, but... Listen, if you're not mature enough, Las Vegas will eat you up and spit you out in a second. And that's just a fact. So, you know, I think the
sorry, I was just sounding like, man, I think I've been spit out a few times. Luckily, I wasn't playing some physical sport.
You could say that about New Orleans or Miami, too. I mean,
exactly.
You
could say that about a ton of different cities. So I don't think there's going to be a huge issue of that. Obviously, you're going to have some isolated incidences where, you know, just like anywhere else, you know, guys get caught sneaking out in Miami all the time, or New Orleans, or, you know, L.A. now, you know, all those types of places. So you'll run into a bunch of that. But I think for the most part, I think Vegas is going to be a fun destination for visiting teams and fans alike.
Do you think teams will change how they approach it? We saw that with hockey the second year. The first year, teams didn't know they had no idea how to handle it. Do you come here and tell your players to go have fun? But it's an 80-game, you know, season, so it's a little different than every game means so much in the NFL. But do you think teams will approach differently coming to Vegas than they do other places?
I think when teams see Vegas on the schedule, that they'll operate that way for their entire away game. Not if they're smart. You know, some of these young coaches will probably come out and they'll make a big deal about coming to Las Vegas, forget about game planning for the Raiders, and get their butts kicked on Sunday. But a smart coach, you know, they're going to operate that way for their entire away schedule. So I don't think you're really going to have an issue, you know, for teams that really matter. Other teams, like I said, you know, they'll make a big deal about the city that you're going and the city you're traveling in, and then get their butts kicked on Sunday, so it won't matter to us.
So what do you want to do moving forward? You going to keep playing football? You starting to kind of look at the, you know, what the next phase of your life is going
to
be?
I've come to peace, and I think I'm done playing football after 10 years. I'm happy. You know, I had a good run. It was fun. I've done everything but win a Super Bowl. So we'll see if I can get that ring somewhere.
So if we walk upstairs later on and we're talking to Marcel Reis, you have a golf club in your hand. Are you Charles Barkley or are you Steph Curry? Because Curry is great, and Charles is the worst ever.
I'm gonna be right in the middle.
Okay,
I'm gonna be Andre Iguodala because he's good. Yeah. Steph is great though.
He's ridiculous.
Steph is unbelievable.
I actually use Steph as the model for what I want golf to be. Adam's heard this rant, and the audience has a million times. At that Tahoe Celebrity Tournament, there's the one of the holes. I think it's like the 17th. There's boats. There's music. Like, Steph Curry is going up there addressing the ball, and people are throwing footballs by his head, and he's just like, yeah, whatever.
He's unbelievable.
But golf drives me nuts because, like, the top-notch golfers in the world are like, stop.
Don't jiggle the change
in
your pocket.
Yes, No pictures. Yeah, Steph's an amazing athlete. I don't know what Barkley's problem is. It's weird because I stink at golf, but I can at least swing through. He has like this weird hitch. They got video of him the other day, and they had the ball tracker. You know how they'll do the it was
Black Masters. They call it.
That's what they say. So you're on social media more than we are. Was this
TNT, man? Greatest show on TV right now.
And they probably put it on the TNT show.
He has vice grip hips. That's his problem.
Boy, that show is great.
Unbelievable.
I love Moody Shaq. By the way, we got all moody with each other to start. We've been doing a show for
did
15.
You?
Oh yeah, it happens.
About Ayesha Curry, we just snapped on each other. Yeah. It was fun.
How are two grown men getting at each other about someone else's wife?
We do. Wow. Have you seen what? Of course, yes. Yeah. Because we know everything and we have advice for everybody. Did you see the whole Ayesha Curry thing? This is kind of blew up on social media yesterday.
I saw bits and pieces of it. Something about her, desiring men attention or something like that.
She said she feels bad missing out on what Steph gets.
So. Yeah.
It's a talk show, man. What do we do? We stick our beaks in other people's business.
Well, he said it would be a distraction Steph out there because he's going to be worried about guys taking a run at Aisha in the
crowd.
Worried.
I'm worried, man. I'm kidding. I'm not that worried. Steph's a machine.
I think Steph's good. Steph's good.
But this is what we do. Stir the pot.
I mean, human nature. He's gonna want to. His pride's gonna want to step up and defend it a little bit. But Steph's good.
I think it was Charles James who rose to fame on. The cornerback that was on Hard Knocks, I don't think he's playing anymore, tweeted out for 50 and then find a groupie tonight.
Well, that would
I think
that would make the situation worse.
I think the social media aspect will probably bother Steph more than anything else.
Yeah.
All the people on social media reaching out to his wife and telling her,
because they will now.
Yeah.
They will. Oh, really? Yeah. You want attention? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
I think that'll bother him more
Let me get my phone. Here
slide
you
in the DMs. Yeah. What kind of photo she gets.
Well, we appreciate you hanging out with us for a couple
my
minutes.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.